unbelievable. They make you say,
wait, what happened?
Like this one. An Australian woman was filmed letting her son slap her tatas.
Wait, what happened?
Yes, all in the name of a TikTok challenge. Okay, we have the video for you to listen to. Basically, this teen is dancing a little around and then slaps his mom's breast to the song, and it is awkward. Like, he's like, okay, so he's like facing her. We can listen to it one more time. He's facing her, and they're like waiting, kind of dancing, and then he goes just from, like, comes in from the side, like, pow, pow. Here it comes. It feels like that would hurt.
That would hurt, and also that's just so freaking weird. What mother would be like, yeah, son, I'll be in your TikTok.
Oh,
like,
Undercover Martin's the song, and the teen, so he's doing it, and they both start laughing, so they deleted the video because they're getting so much heat because it's so weird, and then they posted it back, and it's been viewed over 4 million times.
That is weird. I don't know. Well, if you think about it, though, wasn't he, he was on them when he was younger, right?
That's so...
Yeah, but are you on your mom still?
Do you think this would be as weird if this was like his girlfriend? First of all, I feel like that's weird.
I think it's kind of like just a little degrading.
Yeah.
but I definitely think it would be less weird if it was his girlfriend. Either way, this is very weird and strange, degrading. But a mom... That is so bizarre.
And they're sitting there like laughing. Yeah. So anyway, if you check it out, if you want to, just put like mom, son, breast slap, and it's kind of disturbing. Moving on to this wedding. I don't know if this is too disturbing. This Colorado couple embraced their love of weed and they have a cannabis themed wedding. Now, these are kind of becoming more and more popular. They had a wedding day bong. Their wedding featured a fully stocked cannabis bar, which is a new, like that was becoming the hotness on the West Coast when I lived there.
Right.
They have bongs, pipes, variety of things, like edibles. This is like the whole theme of their wedding. What do we think?
If you want to do it, then sure, go for it. I'm definitely not going to be having that theme at my wedding. I don't think my parents would be too happy if I wanted that theme at my wedding. But, you know, you do you. I could definitely see some people I went to college with doing this.
Yeah. I feel like you would just reek and like smell coming back from that wedding.
I know.
And also, my hair would smell.
I would literally stay for the ceremony, be at the reception for like 1 second, then dip out because I'd be so scared of getting a contact high.
Yeah, that's very true. And a drunk man, he fell off and broke his nose after making fun of heavy customers.
Wait, what happened?
Yes. Okay. So this drunk dude, he broke his nose. This went down in Ohio. He was making fun of two women calling them heavy, large, and in charge. And then while he was on his way to the bathroom, karma caught up with this dude. He tripped and fell and totally broke his nose.
Karma?
Blood everywhere.
Could not wait to get their, like, its hands on that guy.
Exactly. I wonder if those women laughed or whatever. They felt bad, but it goes to show you. Be nice to everybody. Okay, we're going to be really nice because we have Song of the Day coming up, and this is a very special theme. It reminds us of Producer Porkchop because he's been rocking a little more swag lately.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are going to do songs that scream, "You've got swag." We need your vote. You're going to text the word song to 52140. Your selections coming up next.